This is NPR.
I can't do it without the music. Have you heard? The results are in. Iowa caucus-goers made their choice last night, and the big winners were Barack Obama for the Democrats, as you've heard us discuss on the show. And in the GOP camp, Mike Huckabee came out on top. Obama swept the top spot in the caucuses from New York Senator Hillary Clinton by about 7 percentage points. Here's what Obama said last night.
On this January night, at this defining moment in history, you have done what the cynics said we couldn't do.
Hillary Clinton took 29.5% of the vote, but John Edwards edged her out for second place with 29.8%. NPR's David Green is in Iowa and says the Clinton campaign isn't taking a breath and is focusing now on New Hampshire.
After calling Barack Obama to congratulate him for his win in Iowa, Hillary Clinton came into a banquet room full of supporters. She sounded upbeat and said she would keep pushing as hard as she can to get her message out. One of her volunteers in the crowd was Dave Adams, an attorney who spent last night giving rides to Clinton supporters to make sure they made it to their caucus sites. He said Clinton has a lot of work to do now that a rival has beaten her in the campaign's first contest.
You know, it's going to be tough because obviously the media is going to want to paint, you know, Barack as the up-and-comer who's now showing his stuff, and he is. But, you know, a win in New Hampshire is going to go a long way towards changing that picture, so...
Adams said he's confident Clinton will rebound and eventually win the nomination.
That was NPR's David Green. Hillary Clinton and other presidential hopefuls are on the stump today in New Hampshire. The nation's first primary will take place there on January 8th. Stepping away from politics now to a story of redemption. A Texas man who served almost 27 years in prison for rape was released yesterday after DNA evidence proved his innocence. 47-year-old Charles Chapman always maintained that he wasn't guilty of the crime. During his sentence, he went before the parole board three times and refused to admit to raping a Dallas woman in 1981. After new DNA evidence exonerated him, a district judge said he should be released. Chapman became the 15th inmate from Dallas County to be freed by DNA testing since 2001. Finally, some news from the world of online dating. Who couldn't use some? Online Yenta J-Date is looking for a long-term partner of its very own. According to the New York Times, the popular Jewish online dating website has put itself up for sale. The owner of J-Date, Spark Networks, is apparently in talks with several big media companies, including Yahoo, MySpace, and the company that owns Match.com. Analysts suggested that the site could sell for as much as $185 million. Not a cheap date. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Michael.